I'm DJ McCartney at Bowmore Lanes in Chelsea Piers with Agent 12, Mohamed Sanu.
Hey, hey, Agent 12 in the building. Sorry, I had to take a call.
We had a brief pause,
but we're back in live.
We're good. Now, listen, this is a Rutgers event through and through. It's always a homecoming for these guys. What is it like for you, because I've seen you at the casino night too, to support the McCourties?
They're my brothers. I mean, love all these guys. Like they're my own blood, just different mothers, that's all. So we've been through a lot together, from days at Rutgers, times in the NFL. We all stay in contact, we all hang out. So, you know, I get a call from one of them, hey, Mo, I need you for this. Boom, I'm there.
Yeah, cool.
So it's awesome.
And you're bringing friends.
Of course.
Now, are you a good bowler, or is that?
I'm not going to, you know, let the cat out the hat just yet.
Okay.
But I'm decent. And we got guys cutting in front of the podcast. Mind you, he's just cut in front of us.
Look at the bottle
don't
of
worry
wine. Look at
it.
Where's he going?
I don't
Come
know.
Back here.
He had leather sleeves, too. So fashion no-no. Cloth jacket with leather sleeves. I do not approve.
All right. So, you know, your former coach, Kyle Flood, is going to be coming joining you in the Falcons.
Yeah.
Has he reached out to you yet to show him
yeah.
the ropes?
I saw him the other day, actually, there. Yeah, we're in an offensive meeting. But he did text me immediately, send me a selfie of him in my locker. I actually tweeted it out because it was so funny. I had a lot of comments saying, I didn't know Mo Sanu was that bright. Or I didn't, you know, Mo Sanu has aged a lot. But it was pretty sweet. It was great to have him on staff because he's a great coach, great person, and I love him.
Now, you're very interactive with your fans on Twitter. You've liked a couple of my stuff about this. How important is that for you?
It's very important.
A lot of you guys aren't like that.
You got to show people that they're important. You know, they show how important you are to them. You got to show them right back.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, are you eager to get back to the Wildcat formation and throw a couple passes?
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. But I don't know if I would say I'm eager to. If I'm asked to do it, I'm jumping right in.
Can you quarterback for the Jets? pulled up. Okay, so listen, what was it like in the Super Bowl playing against your teammates? I know we talked about it a little bit before.
It was awesome. I mean, I loved every second of it. Even though it was an outcome I wanted, I still loved it because those are my brothers. We had a great time out there, like competing against one another. We all talk trash to each other, because that's what we do. Even from back when we were in college together, all we did was talk trash to one another. So it was just like another day.
So no bad romance, huh?
Of course not.
Bad romance?
I text them right after the game, like, listen, like, hey, guys, congratulations. I'm so proud of you guys. I love all you guys. You guys deserve it. Hey, go live it up, you know? Like, and, you know, they all got right back to me.
Now, I don't want to harp on it, but, you know, you've been bad romance as a Lady Gaga intern here. You've been sort of critical about the length of the halftime show, and
I actually wasn't really critical of it. They asked me, you know, did the length of it affect you? I just said it was different. I've never been a part of anything like that.
And then you would come on and said it was fake news.
Because what they were saying wasn't what I said at all. I just said that it was different for me. I didn't even know Lady Gaga was performing at halftime.
No?
No. Because I don't look into stuff like that. I'm prepared for football games. So it's like, when people say stuff like that, it just doesn't make any sense. You know? So I mean, I just said it was fake news.
I don't want to harp on it, but the Super Bowl. Now, what steps have you taken to ensure that the hangover is still not going to spill into the next season?
I'm just focused on, you know, training and getting back ready to play.
All right, my final two. Some current events here. You as a wide receiver, I think this would affect you. Now, they're coming up with this video to show you what kind of touchdown dances you can and cannot do. What do you think about that?
I love to dance, you know, I love having a good time, I love to entertain people, so it should be interesting. I don't know how I'm going to feel about it when I see it, so I just hope they don't take out dances I like.
Put a special request in there. All right, my final question. The Raiders are pretty much set to move to Vegas. The vote is going to be on Monday. What do you think about that? Maybe as an opposing team coming in to Las Vegas to play a game.
That's going to be something.
especially the guy that like to gamble. I don't know. I think it'll be different. I don't know. I've never played in Las Vegas. Or, you know, only time I've gone to Las Vegas to go to the casino. So I don't know. It'll be interesting.
All right, thank you for your time. We had a couple of interruptions. It's okay. All right, I'm Dino Fire Muhammad Sanu, and good luck in your bowling game tonight. Hopefully you'll keep on the win. Stay tuned. I might. I gotta go practice, though. That's right. All right, thank you so much.
No problem.
Appreciate your time. Good luck with you. All right.